to Resettled Radio, brought to you by the ARCC, live on Planet FM.
Stay tuned for current affairs, conversation, interviews, music and more,
as we explore the perspectives and stories from resettled communities
and bring you information from within the resettlement sector.
Welcome to the Resettled Radio Saturday. Today is Saturday, October the 7th, 2017. I'm your presenter for the day, Kadlo Akshul, and my colleague Enoch will be here in a minute, in a few minutes. I mean, we have a lot happening in the community. We have a soccer youth tournament, but in the meantime, enjoy Maria Rosa from Africa.
Mr. Bombastic. We order some bombastic, romantic, fantastic love.
Welcome back. You are listening to Russell Radio, brought to you by ARCC on Planet FM 104.6. I'm your host for the day and my colleague, Amgalwa Shul and...
Henok Mesa.
It has been a long day.
Yeah.
We have a lot of things going on in the community. We have a soccer, a youth soccer tournament. They call it youth indoor soccer tournament. I think that's the name they have given it to.
Yeah.
So far, yeah. It has started today since... I think it started at around 10, and then it's still going on now. So we have a lot of boys that are working it out in the tournament. Yeah, it was so interesting.
Maybe later on we will update our listeners about the result.
Yeah, about the result. And also we have some sound bites, you know, some voices that we recorded, and then, you know, it is so loud at the background, but you can tell what they are saying and the happiness and all of that. And this is one of the things that we will bring to you on the program today. And we have a lot of announcements to make. Some of the announcements we made was last week. Should be repeated today, of course, and because there are some big days ahead of us coming.
Yeah.
Let's start with what is going on in Myanmar.
Yeah, Enoch. But before we pass to the Myanmar one, I think the tournament, what we are having today, we call it indoor games, but the football is like endemic for Brazilian, and the Brazilian call it futsal.
No, futsal.
Yeah, so we need to update our listeners that the real name, because, you know, England claimed that football started in England for like 100 years ago, and Chinese claimed that football
belongs to them, and then
belongs to China.
In a few years later, they say football.
Yeah, we know that Brazilians are the superpower of football over the world, so they call it futsal.
I've never heard of that.
It's a good
something
name.
To learn.
Really good name. Go ahead now.
The good thing about life, you don't stop learning.
Yeah.
So new things come every day. Because football or soccer, youth soccer tournament is a big thing, so we put it aside because it will take the whole program. We would love to talk about it more. And that's why we jumped to Myanmar. So for those who do not know Myanmar, it used to be called Burma. And now the people are called Burmese. This is where I feel it weird when the name of the country is changed and the people are described by the same name that has been changed.
That is weird for me as well. Like you call the country
Myanmar, and then the people are still Burmese.
Yeah, it's a bit weird.
And why would they change the Burma in the first place if the Burmese will be kept?
Yeah, that is a big point.
Yeah, things like that. For those who do not follow what is happening globally, Myanmar is one of the tiny nations in, Southeast Asia?
Southeast Asia.
Yeah, it's bordering, I think, a lot of countries, Bangladesh India, Sri Lanka, you know, Indonesia. Yeah, a lot of countries in there. It's a very diverse country.
Yeah.
But it has a political issue. I think it has a political issue since 1985, if I can recall. They used to have Shin National Front, CNF, and I don't know, they made a reconciliation and things have been going on, and a lot of political stuff. But this year, there was a religion issue where one ethnic community was like, you know, atrocities were committed on that small community. They are called Rohingya.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how big or how small that tribe is, but it's only one tribe.
That is a minority tribe, of course.
Yeah, that's a minority tribe. And now the thing is, the world has called it many, many names. They call it ethnic cleansing. They call it genocide. You know, it is an atrocity anyway. And what is going on in Myanmar, we don't know. But, you know, these people are displaced, totally displaced. And it was like a swarm of people, you know, swimming rivers. People are, you know, this is heartbreaking if you see it on the news. So now why we bring this? We are part of the community and they are part of us and, you know.
Yeah, like as a RCC, what we can do is just helping people to understand what is going on, really.
Yeah.
And the good thing about this crisis is, if you remember, I don't know, one Kiwi handsome guy, this gentleman came and popped into our office, and he was asking, what can even people of New Zealand can do for?
I remember that when it came.
Yeah. So yeah, we need to have more voices and more encouraging initiatives from.
Because now the question is like the question that you have brought up from that old man when he popped in into our office. Hey, what is going on in Myanmar? What is New Zealand thinking about this? You know, are there any plans? And we said, we don't know yet. You know, we have a lot of countries, a lot of things are happening, but we don't know what the government of New Zealand is thinking about this. And the question that we should be asking is, what is the plan for New Zealand now? This is a minority. They cannot go anywhere else. You know, they try to flee to Bangladesh. But Bangladesh has, you know, blocked the borders, and you cannot cross behind, you know, that fence. And it is so heartbreaking. So now, indeed, New Zealand, the way it is so small, and I know it has got a big heart, a small country with a big heart, but immigration has become a national issue. It has become a global issue. And New Zealand has not come out with a statement yet. We don't know what are the plans. But hey, the thing is, our aim is, you know, we are trying to tell you this is what is happening. And if you know anyone, your MP, you can even approach your MP. It might not be, you might not be from Myanmar, but, you know, it's part of our responsibility to, you know, to alert the world and to alert the government of New Zealand that this is what is happening. So what are you doing about it?
When it comes to humanity, we believe that everyone should have a concern. And let's see what we can do for the betterment of the people who are displaced, who are misplaced from where they're living right now, and we're facing a lot of disasters. So let's make a voice.
Yeah, because that's one of the things, you know, when we came, we are a settlement community and we came from different countries, and we came for one reason. We left in different reasons, but we came for one reason here, to seek refuge, you know, seek protection, see a happy life. You know, you want a place where your kids can go to school, your kids can sleep, not with one eye saying, you know, my life would be in danger in a minute. You know, these are such of the things that we all left behind, and now they are happening to some people. You know,
yes,
it's like, you know, you are free, yes, but what about the rest? You know, you can be the voice for those people. It does not take a lot of people to speak up. Only one person can do it, you know, if you step up to the challenge. It took only Martin Luther King to change the world. You see, there were not so many Martin Luther King by then. It was only one man. But we cannot leave the job to the one man. That's what it is.
And that everybody has a responsibility to take when it comes to humanity. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the world is responding to this crisis very slowly. We are sorry about that because, you know, this has been happening since the past few years. But the media brought it to our attention in the past few months, I would say. Mm-hmm. So we need to make our voices loud to take action.
Yeah,
whatever we can do to secure these people, if they have to go out of Myanmar this time and seek shelter or seek protection, we need to have our voice.
You know, I have a very sad experience about this. When war happens, I remember when it happened in my country back then. First thing that they do, these people, they block the escape routes so that they make sure that no one escapes. And this is what they do all the time. First thing. So they locked you in, and they time it. They know when they come, and they know when you don't expect them to come. So so that's why you cannot even know the magnitude of the atrocities being committed. You cannot even know.
You can't imagine. Yeah.
Because it is a strategic, you know. They do it strategically. This is so sad.
Yeah. It has happened in many parts of the world before, but this one is a bit saddening because it's not getting enough attention from all over the world.
Yeah.
So we're really concerned about that as an individual, as a member of ARCC, or as representing ARCC. So everyone should have a voice toward that.
Yeah, please, if you know your MP, you can approach your MP about this, and, you know, they are our voices too. And we will do our best to make an awareness to what is happening to the Rohingya community. And when we come back, we will talk about more. So now I play you our old music from Bella Bell.
Stay tuned.
Welcome back. This is a love song from Myanmar. We don't know the name of the artist, but you know the music is so sweet.
And yeah.
To the name, love song.
Exactly. Yeah, I found out it should be like something that really expresses, you know, whatever the issue we've been talking about.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. You can even feel it, you know. That's why they say, you know, you don't need a translator when it comes to the music. You go to the tune, dance to the tune and what the tune says. So
that is a universal.
That's a universal rule of the thumb. Well, we have been talking about Myanmar, what happened in Myanmar with the Rohingya people. I remember, Henok, when we went to the community, when we carried out the voter education forum thing, and then we met one guy. He said he is from Myanmar, and he was telling us that he would want to join ARCC. He has his own community organization, and he would like to join ARCC. And when this thing comes to mind, you know, it reminds me of him, and if maybe we can communicate to him and, you know, try to know how things going there. I know Myanmar community is not different from the rest of the communities. They are so divided, like any community, Sudanese community, Ethiopian community, you name it. This is how things get here, because what happens back home, it also happens here. So people are so divided. They are not together now, I know. But I believe with this tragedy, they may be together, you know.
Yeah, I think we need to put our remarks about the division that we're having with the communities and the ARCC. This is, you know, the thing that you really hate when you see
when things like that come
outside of the country. They don't stand together even to denounce or to criticize what is happening in their country back at home. So, as ARCC, like, we don't want to see, like, communities divided, and instead, you know, they have to be united. They came together as a united voice or as a united community so that you can even have a campaign toward this, this kind of crisis and tragedies happening at home. But, you know, when you have a divided community, so you don't have the right picture of that atrocity or that thing happening at home, so even... Yeah, you don't find a solution for that. So to have a solution or to have an impact in what is going on anywhere else, so you need to have a strong community that can, you know, have an impact on what is going on.
Yeah, you know, I had a conversation with Faisal. Faisal is from Sudanese community. And he said, how about if you guys, South Sudanese community and Sudanese community, come together, you know, try to make a community event, and then we all come together. So we would be like showing people, you know, we are still one people, even if we separate into two countries, so it's still we are one people. And I said, yeah, this is a great idea. You know, no animosities. Even when we left Sudan, Sudan is still fighting itself, and we are fighting ourselves here. So it's not the Sudan all we know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it becomes, you know...
different story.
A different story. Mm. So it has nothing to do with us now, what is going on, because if it is the North-South problem, that was solved in 2005, but the North itself is fighting, which is Sudan, and South Sudanese are fighting, so who to blame? Our politicians, of course, so it has nothing to do with the name Sudan or South Sudan.
That is the old-fashioned kind of thinking, I would say. Like, if people have really to understand what is happening in the world, like, unless people come together to do something, like, it's really hard to deal with that specific situation happening. So, as a community member or as a community organization under ARCC, the community should be united in order to have a strong voice coming out of that community so that they would really make a difference in what is happening outside.
I think one of the things that brings people together is what is happening today, like sport, youth tournament. I took some sound bites, and one of the boys were like, you know, I have never known in my life that there are other communities like that exist in Auckland. I thought it's only my community. But coming out, see such great people here, you know, is amazing.
Yeah, even some of the team came from outside of Auckland.
Came from Hamilton. See, that's a long drive right there. They're the family.
You see how people have, you know, passionate about, you know, this sort of sport is, you know, sport is really, like, a lot has been said about sport. Sport is a means in which you just keep united people, and a strong kind of connection between communities.
Yeah.
So we always aspire to have this kind of tournaments, because this is a platform in which you see, to get, you know, people kept together. So you can even campaign, you can even have different things to do when you have, you know, a collection of groups, a collection of people. At the same time.
So, Henok, you left earlier today, but who you think has won? Because I don't even know who has won, but I had an idea who has won.
Yeah, from my first experience. Like, I watched one game between the Kurdish and the Sudanese community.
Mm.
Yeah, so I think the Kurdish team would win because I saw that they're really strong.
Yeah, yeah. And when I was talking to, what is his name, Sarkwat, he was saying, we deserve to win because we have three teams. At least three of them should not do good job, all of them. At least one of them would do, you know, stay up to the task. And it was so obvious that one of the teams will win.
So yeah. Have you got any news about...
Let me play the sound bites, the ones that I collected, and let's listen to Ashley first, the team, the organizer of the event.
Our youth coordinator.
Our youth...
Very ARCC, strong, dedicated
ARCC
young lady.
Youth coordinator. This is for you, Ashley.
Playing, and we started at 10 and we're still going.
Head from different communities.
Different, yeah, from eight different communities.
From Zomi, from Sudan,
yeah.
From Afghanistan, and...
Yeah, from Kurdistan.
Kurdistan. Yeah. Do you know who will win? I know it's...
the Kurdish team will win. Sorry to
so
break
far.
It to you.
So far, right? But they have three teams.
Yeah.
At least they have one that will win.
Yeah, so we had two. We had a one from the Kurdish community and one from the youth, the young ones.
The young ones.
That I put together. And then we had one from Hamilton. So the Hamilton ones, they're just a mixture of former refugees.
Oh,
so
yeah.
They're not all Kurdish, but mostly Kurdish.
And this is the first time we do this, and it's really very big.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about this? This is really awesome.
Yeah, it's quite good. Like, the turnout was amazing.
Yeah.
And we'll share some photos so everybody can have a look and see how it went. And you can tell that everybody's enjoying themselves.
Yeah, because when I came, I thought it would not be like this. But, you know, just boom, amazing.
Yeah, and it's quite nice. I mean, it's quite nice for them all to come together for once, you know, and something for the boys, you know, something.
And also it's good to take them for them to, you know, we say it's football that brings people together, sport and all of that, you know.
And they love
it. And they love it. Good community.
Yeah.
And
they're all enjoying themselves.
I think next time we're going to do it in a big field, like a real, real big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people wanting to do something, to join as well, but it was a bit last minute.
Oh, yeah.
I told them they're definitely for next time, and we'll do a much
I know
bigger
we did
one.
Not. This is the first time. We did not do a very good preparation. We didn't have enough time, and we. Actually, it was good that you have your network to start with.
Yeah.
Because it would be a disaster, really. But you really did a very good job.
Thank you.
I think by next time we can do it.
Yeah, and I'm quite happy with this one. And just to see everybody having a good time, and the feedback we've had from everybody is. Hey, what's your name?
Marwan Fadlallah Khalifa Bashir Muhammad Farah.
Hi, mashallah, what a long name! Spell it out for us.
MARWAN.
I'm kidding.
BASA.
How's your day going so far?
Good, alhamdulillah. We've been having fun.
Yeah.
Supporting my country. We win, we lose, we're still Sudan, and we will try next year and we'll win.
Ah, and we'll now the Sudanese team.
Yeah, man. And Sudanese. And
is that you guys in the finals right now?
Sadly not, but next year we'll next try time. Even harder. We'll work harder and we'll win.
Nice. Are you having a good time though? Have you been playing or are you just watching, supporting?
I'm too young, so I'm 14 now. But hopefully when I get older, I'll play.
Next year, you can play?
Next year.
Yeah.
Next year, I'll try.
We don't have an age limit. It's 13 to roughly around 30.
Just because they're so big, the people.
Yeah,
they
need like. Don't be scared.
I'm not scared. Like, we have bigger people and better
players. How do you feel now, like, seeing different communities together, coming together? How do you feel about
it? It's really nice. You get to, like I live in the North Shore, there's not much like of these cultures here.
Yeah.
So like it's nice to see them come together, play, even though there's a bit of like
Do you feel like this is something that we can do every time?
Definitely. It'd be really cool if we do it a lot more often and different activities, maybe.
Like what?
Like multi-sports. It can be like a sort of mini Olympics thing.
Oh,
like,
nice. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah. And like celebrations and stuff together to come as like a big community.
Yeah.
Do you know which team is going to win today?
I say the blue Kurdish team.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're professionals. Like, they seem pretty professional when they play.
They've actually travelled all the way from Hamilton to take part. And a lot of them I know as well, so some of them we came together as former refugees.
Cool.
So it's quite nice for them to, like, come here and, like, you know, mix with everybody. And they really like it. We've had some great feedback. Yeah, that's why they love it. So
yeah, it's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good. Good, man.
Thank you.
No problem.
Is this on the radio?
No. How are you?
I'm good.
This is not good
English.
So you guys all want to talk?
Yeah,
we want to talk. All right, what community are you from?
Afghanistan.
Oh, nice. You guys are pretty good players, eh?
Yeah, we are a team.
We are citizens.
Yeah? That's good. Who do you think's going to win?
Us.
Of course, us.
Yeah? Did you guys just win that game?
What is the name of your team?
We did not good, but...
That's okay.
Today we won.
Oh, nice.
If we had him, we would win. He got red cards.
Which one's the one that fell over at last and screamed, eh? I thought, like, you had a heart attack. I thought something happened. So you guys having a good time?
Yes, we did.
Yeah?
Really
so you like this?
If it happens again, we will definitely join again. Surely.
Okay, yeah.
It's really good experience as well. We never got together to play in a tournament.
Yeah.
It's our first time.
Yeah.
I mean, we never experienced the indoor. I have, but as a team.
And this is actually the first time for if we organize this all the time, you know,
people
together. You know, we are a big family, but we live everywhere.
Yes,
we have never come together like that.
I'll just thank whoever organized this. Yeah, it's really good.
It's the ICC, and I think it will not be the end. I think we will come up with other activities.
Yeah,
you know, we want to young people
together,
out of the community, you know, let's come together as a family, you know. We are a big family. We want to come together.
And we hold events quite often, so I organize a lot of youth stuff as well. So
Hi, Faisal, this is Rasal Radio. Yeah, hi.
So I know you are the sports coordinator for AICC, and this is a great event.
Yeah.
This is the first time this indoor soccer tournament has been can play. So how do you feel about this now?
Yeah, we are very happy to do this tournament, and all the people here is very happy, and they are very excited about this tournament. We started around 10 o'clock in the morning until 4 o'clock, and teams is very play very well. And everyone I ask him.
How many teams do you have?
Eight teams from different athletics.
Yeah, from different communities.
Yeah, from different communities come to play here.
I've seen Sudanese,
Afghani, and Iraqi, and Kurdish, two
and
teams Burmese. We have. And have Burmese. And we have Zhou community.
Zhou community.
All those teams playing today, and they are.
This is awesome.
And I ask every one of leader of those teams, and they say, this team, this tournament is very nice, and we love it very much. And I will upload in the Facebook about all the teams
I'm going to speak about them.
Who will be winning?
I think so, the Hamilton Stars. I think so, they will win because they already win the Sudanese before this day.
Are there any prizes for any winner team?
Yeah, yeah. The winner will get get
a gold
200 and hold two gold and gold medals.
Gold medals. And how about the second one?
And the second one get silver and 100. And the third one got bronze medals.
Bronze medals. Yeah. This is going to be good. I think this is going to be a CC thing. I think we're gonna make it big next time.
Yeah, yeah.
This
is
the first time. Because you guys have done a lot of jobs.
This is the first time we organized like this tournament. But I'm not expecting the winner like this. And this is now we are get big and.
So we've got Mo here.
Hi.
Mo Bashir. What team are you playing for?
Sudanese team.
Sudanese team.
I should have put on the same team.
Are you having a good time?
Amazing time. And what I love about it is getting the whole community together and even getting young and all the families all to come together. So it's a great opportunity for all of us. So yeah, we're really loving it. It's really, really enjoying it and stuff. You know,
that's so good. So obviously you'd like to see more of these?
100%. To see more of it. And it's good for us because, you know, living here in New Zealand, it's good to connect to our, you know, with our culture and stuff. Even the small thing, you know, bringing the Sudanese flag. For the families to bring the food, having all of the dishes made with the flag on it. It's bringing us so we don't lose our identity. So we should be celebrating both our identity from where we come from.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, the proud to be Kiwis and be here in New Zealand.
That's good.
Yeah. And I think the other thing I just want to add is also mixing with other cultures is quite nice too. Mixing with different communities, mixing with, you know, it is always a great pleasure to, you know, to be part of it and mixing and mingling. So it's, you know,
it has not been like that before because each community, you know, they have their own activities in that community. But now people have come together.
Absolutely.
You know, it's like a family, reunion, of course. And the thing is, we will not stop from there. I think we will build it on. A lot of things will come from there. There's a reason why we came here, and you know, there's a reason why we want to show our kids. You know, there will be a time we will not be with them, but you know, where are we leaving them? You know, we have to set an example for them. I'm happy for the team. That, you know,
absolutely. And from my side and behalf of my community and stuff, I just want to thank the organizers for putting a day like this, and we would love to be part of it in the future. So, you know,
thank you.
And it is a great pleasure to be part of it. Thank you.
To organize this, like printing t-shirts with the logo, with the flag of the country, how do you fund this? Because of the community,
I fund it myself anyway from my business. So I sponsor the t-shirts and I brought it to the team. But we always talk about it, like, you know, this, you know, if you you know, I'm quite fortunate of having a business and stuff here, so it's nice for me to give back to my community. It's nice to do.
This is a personal commitment.
Yeah, it is a personal commitment, but we encourage people, you know, whoever do, you know, doing so to put something back into the community. So that was my 2 cents from my businesses to print the t-shirts and get them, you know, and everybody could keep it, so, you know, which is really.
Sometimes you get being put down by some people. You're not going to get anywhere, but you know, you have that positivity within you that you want to move on. And
I'm glad I'm in the position to do so, and I'm glad to participate. So,
welcome back to the Resident Radio. Those are the sound bites we have taken today. You can even feel the passion and how people love it. And actually, the boy who was talking to Ashley is not even 15 yet. I think he's around 13, 14. And you can even feel the passion he has about wanting to play and hoping that next year he will be the one who will be in the field playing. You know, this is really actually a good thing. I think it's a successful day for the Resettled youth to come out and play the indoor soccer tournament. When they call it indoor, I thought it would be like something like in the field, but because I never knew a football would be played inside the building. That's my experience about this.
Yeah, because we both are from Africa. So in Africa, we've got a lot of big pitches. So we play football on the pitch. So we don't have this kind of football activities, soccer activities in Africa. But as I told you earlier, this is the Brazilian kind of way of making football or soccer. They call it futsal, and it's really enjoyable when, as you try... You say, like, you know, so it's a very small room. It's not even enough to kick the ball. Anyway, it's a really enjoyable.
It's a great day.
And the players who were playing in that very narrow place were also used the pitch, that pitch inside that room.
It was really good. It was really good. I really wanted to stay till the end, but, you know, we have to come to the radio. It was really interesting to see those young kids.
And it was. We got the result right now. Who do you think?
Breaking news.
Yeah, who do you think who won the tournament?
The Hamilton one.
Definitely.
They won by...
Congratulations, and we're happy for that.
So,
well done, boys.
That's Hamilton team. Hamilton team are the Kurdish community. I think the Kurdish.
Yeah, Kurdish Hamilton.
Yeah. Kurdish Hamilton. Awesome boys.
Yeah.
Yeah, they deserve it.
Two-hour
drive, so it's now worth something.
Yeah, but the next tournament would be a bit more challenging.
This one is the first time that ARCC is going to organize such a thing. But by next time, I think we're going to make it a bit better than this.
Yeah, as you remember, Mr. Gatlock, last time when we had a monthly meeting with our community members, some of the members also asked to join this tournament. Because, you know, 8 teams had been already listed. It was really a problem to accept them and join the tournament. Laid them in the tournament.
Yeah, but because we take from those who have established teams already.
Yes.
So we
because, you know, establishing team by itself takes a bit lengthy process. So that's why we failed to have more teams this time. But next time, the next time will be a different one, because we're going to have at least 18 teams.
Because summer is coming too, so next time is going to be outdoor one, not indoor.
It's going to be outdoors. And the ARCC would be a team.
And Aban was suggesting that, how about if ARCC have one match?
Cool.
And this is idea that was floated around by the members of those teams, that suggesting, if how about if we have only one match? They would say, that's cool.
But what... I don't know, like, you know, how the organizers or the coordinators, the youth coordinator.
I think youth coordinator will not be working alone. Youth coordinator will be working with the representatives of those teams, and then they will see the ways that are better for them, you know, how they can be managed. Like before, you know, one team was kicked out, it was defeated, and then they wanted to go home. And then Sarquat was like, no, this is not how it should work, but we have to play again and again and again until the winner is, you know, will close by. So it's not that you play and then if you get kicked out and then you leave. No, that's not how it works. So it's like the original arrangement, but they reorganize the whole thing.
That's why.
Yeah.
But definitely next time would be different. When I say different, it's not only by increasing the number of the participating teams, by rearranging the programs and
the
schedules, it doesn't have to take at least one day, because, like, when you have a tournament in the formality of the what we call tournament, it at least takes a few days, weeks. But what we're trying to do for the upcoming event, maybe couple of days, in the weekend. So and we're going to have maybe 18 teams or 16 teams.
That
8 would
like
play on the first day, and the other 8 would play on the second day, so that we would have the final game maybe after a week.
So congratulations to Hamilton boys. Well, job done.
Well done, boys.
Well done, boys. You made it. And things that are coming up, we have still November the 2nd. The summit. And we have the annual General Assembly. I think it's, is it on 17? I think 17 next month. Is it 17 or?
I'm not quite sure about that, but I think the annual summit is, I think, the biggest point we need to talk about.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Because we have lectures not more than even 1 month.
Oh, yeah. 28, yeah,
something like
that. So we have,
yeah,
we have a lot.
That summit is really great, I would say, because a lot of people from different backgrounds, different sectors,
will gather
to discuss and to advocate the resettlement issue. So that's really important for all communities.
For the summit, you don't need an invitation like we said last week. So you just pop in. If you don't know where to go, just call ARCC at 09-846-0100. So, 846-0110. Yeah, or you can just go to our website and then,
give
us a few lines.
Facebook page.
There are a lot of ways you can get in touch with ARCC.
You can have more information about that.
Yeah, so, those are one of the things. And also we have immigration quarter branch coming to meet with ARCC members. So this is about tier two of the resettlement. Tier 2 is not operating now, but it is being opened. It will open. I think it will open maybe in the beginning of the year. And so the Immigration New Zealand is coming to clarify some of the things. So if you want to espouse somebody, this is the right venue where you can come and all your questions will be addressed by the right people.
Yeah, it will take place after a week at least.
I think November 6th.
November 6th after the summit.
Monday.
November
6th, 5:30 to 7:30 at 773 New North Road at Mount Albert.
I think the time also convenient.
The time is convenient because one of the things is that they want that to happen in the morning until our band convinces them, it's not about what will work for you, but what is working for our community. So no one from a resettlement community will quit his job to come to attend to this meeting while he has an obligation to feed his family. So that's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Let's put it to our time, 5:30.
5:30, really good time.
Yeah.
So just please have these schedules, have these programs in your...
In your diary. Don't miss them.
And Andrew Lockett, I think this person is a high-ranking officer.
He's a really great man.
So he would be available.
He will have a lot of answers for your questions.
Yes.
So don't get scared. Bring them on.
Keep yourself updated.
Okay. This comes to the end of our program, I think. Until next Saturday, we will be back. The rest of our team, like Pierre Herbati and Sandra Dube, are not here, but maybe they will join us next week. Until then, from studio, Galuaxiol and Henok.
Wish you a nice weekend.
Wish you a nice weekend and all the best.